More people every day are ditching animal products, embracing plant-based foods, and speaking up for what matters. With my experience as an international instructor for vegan nutrition and an award-winning author, I interview experts, innovators, and celebrities about the global movement towards a plant-based future. Do you want to learn how to combat the injustice in our food system affecting your health, the animals, and the planet? Well, you're in the right place. It all starts here with Eating Like You Give a Damn. Welcome to the Eating Like You Give a Damn show, the place to discover your passion for plant-based living one bite at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie Harter, and this, my friend, is our finale. Yep, just like your favorite bingeable Netflix show, all good things come to an end. Spending this time with you and these awesome guests has been so incredibly fulfilling to me, which makes it hard for me to end the show, at least end it for now, while I continue my mission of growing the movement towards a plant-based future in other ways. I may revive this project again someday, but for right now, to be transparent, I'm feeling pulled pretty strongly to elevating plant-based and vegan business owners. And that means my focus is more around teaching about online strategy, effective communication, marketing, reaching income targets, and all things business-related in the plant-based space. So while it's tough for me to say farewell to joining you on your commute, or while you're multitasking, or while exercising or walking your dog, you can count on me to continue leading you to valuable information that will help you along your journey toward plant-based, vegan-friendly living. So if you feel like you've been empowered with the value that my guests and I have delivered, I have two options for you to continue this journey with me. If you're here because you're veg curious or you're on the plant-based path, join the Eating Like You Give a Damn Facebook group where we'll continue our relationship and you'll receive recipes, valuable resources, and support from me and lots of incredible people just like you who are also on their journey to eating more vegan friendly. To get there, open Facebook and in your Facebook search bar, type at Eating Like You Give a Damn to see the group pop up and then request to join. There's a page and there's a group, so make sure you look for the one with the button that says join. That would be the group. And when you do, I'll give you a free chapter of my book, The Skinny on Eating Like You Give a Damn, which I've been told by readers has been monumental in helping them with practical tips and advice to transitioning over to a plant-based diet and vegan-friendly lifestyle. So the free chapter is my gift to you for joining our tribe of rebels on the plant-based path. And second, if you're here because you're a plant-based or vegan coach or consultant looking to get clients and make an impact, whether you're just thinking about starting your own coaching business to feel free and fulfilled while replacing your job income, or you've been working hard at growing your business, trying to get a steady flow of clients for a while. Now, if that's you, hop on into the Vegan and Plant-Based Coaches Business Support Facebook group for tips and resources so you know exactly what to focus on to succeed in your coaching business. So in your Facebook search bar, just type at Plant Powered Coaches to see the group pop up and request to join. And when you join us, I've got a helpful checklist that will show you exactly what you should be focusing on step by step in order to have a successful full-time coaching business. It's a totally free download, and it's my gift to you to help you get clients quickly, replace your job income, and make the impact that you really want to make in your business. So, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a different episode today where I get to play the interviewee. I was recently interviewed on the Plant-Based Business Summit hosted by my buddy, the CEO of the Plant-Based Network, Ron Lebez Gandiza, aka Ronnie Tsunami. And I got to talk about my vegan story and how I got to where I am today as a business trainer for plant-based coaches. I also provide valuable tips for standing out in a crowded wellness space to attract the right clients and create success in a coaching business. Now, Here's me dishing up the goods about creating impact as a plant-based coach on the Plant-Based Business Summit.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plant-Based Business Summit. I'm your host, Ronnie Tsunami Gandiza, and this event is sponsored by the Plant-Based Network and PlantBasedEntrepreneurs.com. Today, we have a very good friend of mine, Stephanie Harder. Stephanie is a business trainer helping vegan and plant-based coaches around the world to set the foundation to their online business, enroll their ideal clients quickly, and make a big, huge impact in the world for people, animals, and our planet. She helps coaches achieve their dream business in her six-week business accelerator school called Foundation to Freedom, which offers a proven step-by-step client getting strategy with high accountability so coaches learn to finally make a great income without wasting time on unnecessary busy work. She's the host of the popular Eating Like You Give a Damn podcast, an award-winning author of the book The Skinny on Eating Like You Give a Damn, and is the co-instructor of the online Vegan Nutrition Health Coach Certificate course. As a vegan visionary and certified business coach, Stephanie's mission is to help vegans develop confidence, leadership, and a thriving coaching business that paves the way towards a plant-based future. You'll likely find her raising everyone's energy at a personal growth event, helping out at a farm animal sanctuary, or kickboxing at her local gym in St. Petersburg, Florida. Welcome, Stephanie.
What's up, Ronnie and all the viewers? Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we've known each other for a while. I met Stephanie back in Tampa Bay at the Tampa Bay Veg Fest, which was an absolute blast. First of all, Tampa Bay is beautiful. We had music. I actually got to play there and speak. And it's there that your personality, your energy level was very, very much in motion. I could see people really smile. And as we talked, I knew right away that you'd be a great coach. And obviously, you've done even more since then to prove I was right. So thank you for what you do. Before we get started in providing tips for people who are interested in either starting or growing a coaching business, especially health and wellness coaching, tell me a little more about your background. How did you go plant-based and what got you involved with coaching?
Sure. So for me, it all started back in 2009. I was starting to feel a little bit of extra weight packing on, even though I was working out. And I was just very curious about what I could do, you know, at that point in time in my 20s to, kind of combat the whole situation where I've noticed other people, you know, where they sort of start to pack on weight at a certain time. And I just didn't want that. So there was a book that really caught my eye when I was walking through a Barnes & Noble one day. And the cover just grabbed my attention right away. And it was called Skinny Bitch. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably remember that book. So nothing on it said anything about vegetarian, vegan, plant-based, anything like that. But I remember that's when I had the most profound shift in my mindset about the food choices I was making. And, you know, I couldn't even finish the book, quite honestly, Ronnie. I got to a certain point where I think it was a factory farm worker that was recounting some information about what he would experience inside of a pig farm when it was coming close to slaughter. And I just had an emotional awakening in that moment. So I also was really finding a lot of emotion coming out of me when I would learn about the health, repercussions involved with animal products, as well as other things going on in our food system. But really it started with my empathy and my compassion for animals because I've always loved them. So that's what really started my journey. And, so here we are now where, for a long time, I didn't really feel comfortable like carrying the vegan flag or anything like that. You know, I never wanted to take on any labels. But I did get to a place finally where I could fully identify with, yes, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. And now I've made it my mission to help others who stand for the same thing to enter the marketplace as a coach or consultant or online service provider in order to help propel this mission forward out of, the love for other people, their compassion for animals, and their love for the future of the planet.
Now, what did you do before you got into coaching? Because you mentioned, you know, before, well, one, I know you've had, it seems like multiple lives. Or,
yes.
Right? As many of us do, especially when we have passion, right? And I know a lot of the coaches out there started in, some will start in finance or technology, and all of a sudden they're in health coaching, and they're like, how? I never thought I'd be in health coaching. What were you doing? Or have you always been into health?
Yeah, no, I've not always been into health. That's what's, it's so interesting. Like, I come across a lot of people that, you know, the same as you, where they just, that's not their background. My background, like you said, I've lived like kind of multiple lives, so to speak. I went from being a flight attendant for a few years to working in radio as an account executive and you know, hanging out with rock stars and selling radio airtime on the number one morning show. And then from there I moved to actually going back to school full time and, you know, bartending and kind of juggling a couple of jobs just to kind of make it by. So, I mean, I have some experience in a lot of different areas. Eventually the last career that I had in an office, so to speak, was as a project manager for a software development company. So yeah, it was just this, you know, variety of things going on that I had been working towards on my resume. And then it was really, you know, long story short, I got married in 2009, you know, same year that I started on my vegan journey. And we went overseas. We lived overseas for a little over 4 years. And by the time I came back, all of a sudden I had this gap on my resume. And I had lost a lot of the skill sets, you know, so to speak, because I hadn't been able to keep up with them. I wasn't a part of the European Union and wasn't able to work there except for getting paid under the table. I did little side jobs, but basically, like, I kind of like panicked. I was like, I have to go back to bartending. I don't know what I'm going to do. And eventually I found my way to a personal development workshop, a 3-day workshop that really started to open my mind to, I don't have to work for somebody else. I can do this on my own. I've acquired enough of a skill set to be able to, you know, in sales, marketing, and operations, the whole gamut, that I know that I can do something on my own. And that's what really set me to finding my passion, getting really in touch with that, realizing that I have this big mission related to the plant-based movement, and kind of marrying the two and applying a lot of business principles in order to make that my reality.
Oh, tell me more about that. Tell me, what are you working on right now to help others?
Sure. So I, you know, in 2009, I had, you know, an opportunity, or I'm not sorry, not 2009. This was 2019. So 10 years. So in 2019, I was offered an opportunity with a health coach friend of mine, because I had been health coaching, to partner with her for this vegan nutrition health coach certificate. Certificate course. And she, you know, invited me to come and teach that. And I was really excited for that opportunity, because I was actually starting to open my mind after going to many workshops, courses, camps on personal and business development. I acquired some certifications in business development, and I was really looking to expand my mission. So as a, you know, so for me, it was like, in health coaching, I'm helping one-on-one people. But by, you know, transitioning to this online platform where I'm actually helping other coaches, you know, learn the vegan nutrition, learn plant-based nutrition the right way, and then empowering them with the tools to be able to, you know, transfer that onto others. Because while I'm helping to train one person, they're going out and they're teaching so many others. And I could see the power in that. And that really drew me in. So, you know, that was the catalyst to some of those coaches coming out of that course and actually coming to me and saying, you know, okay, great, I've got this certificate. Now I know how to coach people. So now what? How do I get clients? And I was like, ah, you know. And so that's what Foundation of Freedom was born out of, because, you know, in my health coaching days, I had made a lot of mistakes in the past, did not make hardly any money in the beginning. I was just fueled by my passion and my mission. And I knew that I had all these tools, but I was underutilizing them because I was trying to transfer them onto an online platform and wasn't really able to dial in my message enough to really attract the people that I needed to attract into my business. So there was a lot of growing pain going on in my health coaching business. And so Foundation of Freedom was kind of built based on everything that I had learned from investing tens of thousands of dollars into courses, camps, mastermind programs, anything that could help me get that edge. You know, I mean, I'm a voracious reader. I'm always reading books on psychology, marketing, sales, all of that stuff. And I'm fully immersed in that so that I could learn how to make Foundation of Freedom be exactly what plant-based and vegan coaches really need in order to build a profitable coaching business that sustains their lifestyle. And in many cases, you know, gives them the lifestyle of their dreams, you know, if they have whatever their income goals are. So it's whatever their vision of success is, you know, Foundation of Freedom provides those tools and the proper training to be able to utilize that.
Well, excellent. Excellent. And I personally have met a number of coaches. As you know, I've been in the coaching business for a while too. And I'm curious, tell me more about some of those things that you recommend to people who are just thinking first. Because, you know, there's two people who are coaches and then people who are thinking about being a coach, especially as the plant-based movement grows and more people want to learn how to transition to and live plant-based. There's definitely a need for more coaches. So what are some of those tips or recommendations for people thinking about being a coach?
Sure. For those, for people that are really in this idea phase, right? You know, especially right now, we're experiencing some turbulent times. And I know that, you know, I have a lot of people inside of my Facebook group. They, you know, they are very much, or they're coming out of the certificate course, and they're very much interested in starting their own business. And, you know, they really started to wrap their head around it. And then all of a sudden, COVID-19 happens to us, right? And they are starting to think, you know, oh, well, now nobody's buying. And, you know, I'm not sure if this is, if it's even worth it to start a business, you know, right now. And what I would say to anybody that's thinking about it, like, this is actually the time to acquire those skills, right? And to really develop those skills, start setting that foundational, those foundational pieces. And I'll say that, you know, there are three things that every successful, you know, coaching business needs, especially in the health and wellness industry. The first thing is that you need to have an outcome-driven program. So I call these my three P's. There's program, there's positioning, and then there's a plan. So the first one being the program. And it needs to be outcome-driven in a way that people will actually pay for. And what I'm talking about, Ronnie, is I'm talking about what are people really suffering from right now. There's always a big problem that we're all experiencing. And when it comes to health and wellness, typically it's a major health or life challenge, or it's something related to vanity. So let's say weight loss. Okay, so really tapping into, as opposed to being a generalist, right? I see a lot of you know, just like when I came into the marketplace, you know, I'm totally guilty of this. I came in with the mindset that I experienced such amazing health benefits from transitioning to a fully plant-based lifestyle and living a vegan lifestyle. And I really wanted other people to experience that, but I couldn't really nail from the very beginning what, you know, what that one big transformation was. Right. It was just that, you know, my skin got clearer. I lost weight, you know, like my IBS, it was just cleared up. But I was marketing all of those things when I was having conversations with people about transitioning to a vegan lifestyle. And a lot of my messaging, you know, was coming out. And I see this, you know, in the plant-based and vegan space too. You know, a lot of coaches were just so on fire with this mission to get people to transition and to realize all of the amazing benefits that we tell them about all the amazing benefits, you know, rather than zeroing in on one specific outcome, right? So there are people that are laying in bed at night, wide awake, and they just are thinking about this one big problem in their life related to their health, or related to the way that they look and feel, you know, related to their confidence, related to how they show up in their life, related to their relationships, how it impacts their sex life, how it impacts their job, or, you know, their confidence to ask for a raise, you know. There are people that are laying in bed thinking about all of these things related to something going on in their health, and it's either related to weight or you know, it could be like a diabetes, heart, you know, a family bloodline, heart disease runs in the family, so to speak, you know, things like that, really big things. So that would be the first thing, is to, you know, think about what is one specific thing that you can zero in on that creates an outcome that people would pay for, some big problem that they have in their life. So for me, when I had this realization, you know, it was the IBS. So I started transitioning most of my talking around, you know, a lot of my messaging around the pain that I had experienced pretty much my entire life. You know, that feeling of having irritable bowel syndrome and all of the ways that that was just, you know, impeding everything in my life. So once I got really clear on that messaging and dialing that in, it was a game changer. So that's the first thing. The second thing is positioning in the marketplace, right? So the positioning needs to be where you are the expert in that one thing, instead of being a jack of all trades. And like I said, you know, totally guilty of that. You know, I came out saying, you know, like a plant-based diet can, like, you know, cure so many things and help you in so many ways. But if I had just focused my message on that one thing, that would position me as the expert in solving that one problem for people. And that is what really attracts the ideal people that you, you know, you're looking to help, especially in a noisy online space. And so, and that really helps you stand out from, you know, all of that noise. The third thing being the plan. Okay, so the plan would be, you know, a lot of people like to talk strategy. And what I have to say to that, for anybody that is starting to think about and starting to build their business, start taking those steps, is there's a lot of strategies out there. And the one that you want to start with is think about the activities that get you closest to money. What are the things that you can do to get money in your pocket right away? Because every business, you know, and this is one of those things where we go to, you know, to courses and school to learn nutrition, right? Or to learn whatever the specialty is that you know, that our field is in. But we don't learn a lot about business strategy or how to even get clients, right? So only focus on the activities that get you closest to money, right? And cut out all the other stuff that doesn't. So a lot of times, I know when I first came into the space, I thought, oh my God, there's social media strategy. Oh my God, you know, there's YouTube stars and there's affiliates and there's like all these different strategies, right? But choose one and stick to that one thing until you reach success. And for those that are just starting out, it actually means, you know, reaching out to those that are closest to you and the network that you already have, and then expanding from there, right? So, yeah, so, you know, you want to be able to get in front of people in a way that gets you to a yes or a no very quickly. So that way you get money in your pocket that can fund, you know, the sustainability of your business. And the way we do that in Foundation of Freedom, actually, is we actually leverage other audiences. So students learn how to, you know, instead of taking all of the time doing all this crazy busy work, you know, or going out and blowing a bunch of money on Facebook ads when they're still brand new to the marketplace, you know, what we learn to do actually is to leverage other audiences where their ideal clients are already there, and then take it from there. You know, once they get a hold of that, then you know, that's the game changer.
I agree totally. Everything you nailed down was spot on. And it's interesting how people will say, when I ask people, well, because, you know, I built coaching programs, right, for people, like a signature system, and I built that for years. But the biggest, the most common answer I get when I ask, well, who's your target market, is everyone.
Right?
Everyone needs help. Everyone wants to get healthy. Everyone. And I go, listen, that's great. I'm glad you want to help everyone. However, from a marketing standpoint, as you said, if you don't have a target market in mind, it's not to say you can't have multiple markets, but if you don't know who your audience is, from a resource standpoint, if you market to everyone, you market to nobody. Right. That's, you know, so unless you have unlimited resources, money, time, and energy just to do things, then you're going to end up, as you said, you know, you're spending your time, you're wasting your time on things you don't necessarily have to, or at least those, as you said, those revenue generating activities, right?
Yeah.
That you do. And people often waste time with people who waste their time. And I go, you know, maybe that's not your audience. If they're not resonating, right, or your messaging, there's a lot to discover. And I'm assuming then that's what your Foundation of Freedom program helps people to really understand who their target market is and how to message to that market.
Absolutely. So that's exactly what we start out in. You know, it's a four-stage process that students go through. And that first stage is all about really nailing that niche and that which is the problem that you solve and who you're targeting. And, you know, it takes some peeling back layers. It takes doing certain activities to really understand, you know, what your skill set is and how you can help somebody and who relates to you. And once we get very, very clear on that and then start implementing the following stages, which, you know, really helps them start to do the mechanical things, right? Put the mechanical pieces into place for business. And it's just, it's amazing to see, you know, some people, like I have a student who lives in Australia, Karen. She just recently, you know, came out of somebody else's 6-week program that she had invested in for her business. And she was just really, really excited to get her, you know, vegan business up and going. And she had some issues where it was just like after finishing that program, she was still left with this whole like, I don't understand why this isn't working. You know, I'm applying everything that I learned about this strategy. I'm doing all these pro bono. She had done like 12 pro bono clients. I was just like, wow, that is a lot of time and energy that you're giving to people for free. Like, you know, and she's like, yeah, now I really need to make money. I'm like, all right, well, I got you covered. Let's get you some money in your pocket, like right now. Right. But when she really started going through that first stage, it was just like, she's like, I cannot believe that. Like, this is a missing piece. And I'll say, Ronnie, like, I've been through a lot of different, you know, like I said, I'm a voracious consumer of like everything, personal and business development. And I've seen where a lot of courses and workshops, they really miss that piece of doing that research because it's not sexy, right? Nobody likes to talk about like the work you have to do in order to set your business up for success. But that piece right there, once you do that and you nail it, and then you start getting clear on how to communicate to that specific audience. And I'm not talking about doing some, you know, like avatar exercise. I mean, you know, this goes way beyond that. This goes to actually going deep with those people in your target audience and all of those ways that they really feel like they are in hell because of the one problem that they have. That they're waiting and praying and begging for somebody to show up and solve for them. That's what I'm talking about. And that's the game changer for anyone that's in health and wellness. So I make it my mission to say, you know, this is for vegan and plant-based. I mean, plant-based diet, it does. It improves so many things with our health and wellness. So let's communicate the right way to the right people who are open to that message.
For people in this day and age, for coaches, whether they're just starting out or current coaches, in the coronavirus, and it's not ending anytime soon, right? Whether it's coronavirus or another pandemic, but with the new economy, and we understand online training, and you have your own very successful podcast, right, which I absolutely love.
What you were a guest on.
What tip do you have for someone in this day and age in coronavirus that you're like, hey, something that we've had to pivot, people had to pivot on,
yes,
to adjust to the new economy?
Sure. That is a fantastic question. And I'll say that this really goes to your mindset, really focusing on, you know, the mission that you feel called to do and really focus on your end game there, you know, because actually thinking about what this mission or this purpose that you have looks like, and focusing on what that looks like when it's complete, when it's done, when you feel like you've really achieved that one thing that you truly want. And, you know, and that probably means a lot of different things for a lot of people. It could mean, like, you know, turn off the news, you know, stop consuming all of the fear mongering that we see in media right now. That could mean, you know, really getting in touch with a deep feeling of gratitude for the, now I'm not saying, you know, for anybody that is like, really being impacted by this virus, my heart goes out to you. Like, I do think about my loved ones, you know, I think about all the people that I care about, and I like to check in with them. But I really like to also get in touch with this deep sense of gratitude for what we do have, what we have available to us right now, you know, feeling gratitude that once all of the fear, you know, once we get over all of this that we're going through right now, coming out on the other side of that, we're all going to be, you know, we're going to be stronger, you know, as a species for this. You know, we're going to be a lot more in tune with each other. And I see so many beautiful connections being made between people, you know, now more than ever, which is amazing to see. And, but specifically, like when it comes to business, when it comes to fulfilling this purpose-driven mission that's really on your heart, if you feel called to this, protect your mindset and feed it great things. And focus on gratitude, focus on that long-term vision. And then, you know, the doors will start to open as far as, you know, what needs to be done, what steps need to be taken. So don't focus on the how for now, just focus on that gratitude and what it looks like when it's done.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that mindset, gratitude, hope, right? We talk, yes, about, and if anything, people turn to coaches, not just for that experience or the skill sets that they're learning, but a lot of times a coach is like a cheerleader, right? At times where you're like, you've got to give people hope and motivation and inspiration and hope. And thank you for what you do and programs. And how can people find out more about your programs?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So the easiest place to find me is at eatinglikeyougiveadamn.com. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook at Eating Like You Give a Damn.
There we go. I know the podcast, is it on eatinglikeyougiveadamn.com? Is that where they should just to access the podcast?
It's available anywhere that anywhere you consume podcasts. So, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, Stitcher, all of those platforms.
And there's a free Facebook group that you have as well, right? That people can,
yes.
What's that Facebook group?
Sure. So the Facebook group is also called Eating Like You Give a Damn. And, you know, that's mainly for anybody who's looking for support in making the transition to a vegan friendly lifestyle and eating all of the amazing vegan food in the world. And you know, a lot of people go in there and they share recipes, and it's a really, really great uplifting community.
Thank you everyone for joining us, Stephanie. Thank you, and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Ronnie, for having me. It's been awesome. Thank you.
That was the finale of the Eating Like You Give a Damn show, where I was interviewed for the Plant-Based Business Summit. Now, you can still access the summit for free until May 21st, 2020 to hear interviews from other plant-based business experts. And you can register over at plantbasedbusinesssummit.com. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to my amazing team, Tina, Maya, and Dave, and to the guests. And to you, my listener, for finding this work valuable and making this show such an incredible success. I have so much gratitude for everyone who has played a part behind the scenes and to everyone who's hit the play button on their podcast player. And even though we won't be producing new episodes anytime soon, please continue to share this podcast with those who need to hear it. And don't forget to join the Facebook group I mentioned earlier. If you're on the plant-based journey, join the Eating Like You Give a Damn Facebook group. And if you're a coach or a consultant, join the Vegan and Plant-Based Coaches Business Support Facebook group. I'll see you over there. And until next time, veg on, rebels.